We are now in the most valuable chapel of this church, the Chapel of the Tabernacle, considered one of the masterpieces of Andalusian Baroque. It was designed by Francisco Javier Pedrajas, who left his signature on the stucco work and completed in 1784, a date indicated on one of the exterior windows. The purpose of this chapel was to highlight and exalt the sacrament of the Eucharist in accordance with the dictates of the Catholic Counter-Reformation by creating a distinct and unique space. There are two distinct areas, an antechamber featuring three windows that cast a soft light in contrast to the tabernacle and which is covered by a highly decorated fluted dome. This space leads to the Sancta Sanctorum, where the body of Christ is enshrined. With an octagonal floor plan and covered by a fluted dome, it is supported by freestanding pillars, which give way to the ambulatory on the ground floor. It features 15 windows, creating a play of light typical of the Baroque style. The light which spills into the tabernacle is a crucial element that also projects it as it receives the sun's rays, which are reflected in the subtle gold tones of the balustrade and certain details of the stucco work. The dome symbolizes the image of heaven, and the light is the symbol of humanity's aspiration toward God, while the circular floor plan evokes the idea of eternity. Decorated in plaster, an inexpensive and easily moldable material that yields excellent results, it features sculptures and reliefs. The figures of the 12 apostles are distributed among the antechamber and the central space on canopies. The rest of the iconography is dedicated to the exaltation of the Eucharist, with reliefs in the antechamber depicting Old Testament scenes, such as Moses at the Rock of Horeb, David and Abigail, Ruth and Naomi gleaning in the fields of Boaz, and, at the entrance to the tabernacle, Christ in the house of Martha and Mary. Notable are the reliefs in the spandrels of the arches, decorated with angels bearing ears of wheat and bunches of grapes, Eucharistic symbols, and, in the upper part, Eucharistic scenes such as the Lamb of God, the sacrifice of Melchizedek, the Ark of the Covenant, the grapes of the Promised Land, or the scene of the pelican feeding its young with its own blood. The current tabernacle is a work by the Montilla-born sculptor, José Garnelo, created in 1921. It is made of colored marble and gilded wood to represent the four evangelists and features bronze bas-reliefs depicting new Eucharistic scenes from the New Testament, the Good Shepherd, the disciples of Emmaus, and the miracle of the loaves and fishes. The tabernacle was declared a national monument in 1932. During the presidency of Niceto Alcalá Zamora, a native of Priego who served as president of the Second Republic. Near the exit of the church, you can admire the sculptural group of the Descent from the Cross, a work by local artist Niceto Mateo, which is carried in procession on Good Friday night alongside the Virgin of Sorrows, housed in the chapel of the same name. At the base of the sculpture group, you will also see a bell. It commemorates an event that occurred on October 12th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Pillar in 1999, when, as the bells rang for Mass, the bell fell from the tower, shattering the roof, the old mudéjar ceiling, and the Baroque vault, creating a hole nearly a meter deep as it fell. It is worth noting that there were no injuries,